This podcast replay is brought to you by Pallet Rack City, 305-887-9212. It's your one-stop shop for all your warehouse needs. They buy and sell new and used. Pallet Racking, largest used racking inventory in South Florida. You want a great rack? Go to Pallet Rack City, 305-887-9212.
Thoughts on the Marlins' hire of Kimberly Ng? Well, we did it on Onside. I love the hire. She's overqualified. So, look, in the end, guys, it's all about this lady and the front office finding players, and then the Marlins have to make the commitment of the long-term deal. So Kimberly could do her job and find players, but if the owner doesn't sign them long-term contracts, then it doesn't really matter. So I've been pretty consistent on all of this. You know, I love what they're doing. And that's a great way of reestablishing the team and fixing your minor league system. But eventually, these minor leaguers will become major leaguers. And when a few of them become stars, what are you going to do? And that's not on Kimberly. And that will be on Sherman and Jeter. And that's when you ultimately will measure the Marlins. And we're going to find out also. See, the important thing about all of this with the Marlins, and I'll get back to football in a second. What we need to find out is there are three ways to run a baseball team. You ready? The way the Marlins have been running for 20-plus years under Loria, cheap, under the radar, don't spend, yada, 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 don't keep anybody, backloaded contracts so you can use them for a year or two and then get rid of them because you were never going to – we have no players that we can identify with from beginning to end. Even the Panthers – have invested in Barkov and Ekblad and who's the other guy that's been here for a while that I'm brain farting now. But anyway, they have at least these are guys that are growing up with the team now. Whether they accomplish anything or not as a team, that's a whole different ballgame. But at least there are guys there that they're growing up and kids can identify with them and the team. Marlins need. We've never had a player like that. We've never had a player that we brought up from the minors, and we watched him get old. Okay, we never see that, and that the Marlins need a few of those, so that way young people grow up with a guy for 15 years, and they can identify with the team. So it's up to them now to make that commitment to several players and build a core. So Kimberly can do her job, but her job won't mean nearly as much if Sherman and Jeter aren't in it. So there are three ways to build a baseball team. One, you can be the team that is Jeffrey Loria type, that you're not going to spend, you're not going to do anything. We'll see if these guys are like that. Two, you can be the team that spends a lot of money, develops a core, develops minor leaguers, and you're going to spend like the Yankees. You're going to spend like the Dodgers. You're going to spend like the Cubs. You know what I'm saying? The Astros. There are certain teams that can spend money, right? Marlins probably won't be that one. And then there's the third way. The third way is that you draft, develop, and you hope that you catch lightning in a bottle like 2003, or like the Kansas City Royals of, was it 2016, I believe, 17?
I want to say it's a little bit further removed.
15?
Yeah, somewhere in the middle.
Okay, well, that Royals
maybe
team.
Maybe on the early side of the middle.
That Royals team that won that title, they caught lightning in a bottle like the 2003 team. They had a whole bunch of young guys, and they all hit at the right time. They won their title, and then they dismantled them. And then you load up again, and you hope that you could catch lightning in a bottle by getting a whole bunch of young guys that are coming up at the same time. They all have career years. You sprinkle in a veteran or two. You don't have to spend a ton of money because all those young guys are within their first 6 years. So you're only spending on a couple of veterans, 2, 3, 4 veterans, a pitcher, a bullpen guy, a bat. You don't spend that much money. And you hope to catch that lightning in a bottle. So I don't know what Marlins team they're expecting to build, but it's one of those three roads that they have to choose. I don't think they'll be the Loria one. I don't think they'll be the Dodger-Yankee-Astro one. I kind of get the feeling that they're going to be the third one that I told you, that they're going to try to draft, develop, and catch lightning in a bottle with a whole bunch of young guys and just a couple of veterans.
215 on the Royals.
215, there you go. So that's what I think is going to happen. So I love the hire. Kimberly is more than qualified, but she's going to need help.